Finally, if you've been to France lately and noticed young people flailing their arms wildly, don't worry. They were just dancing tectonic. The World's Jerry Haddon describes the latest dance craze from Paris.
The last time the French came up with a dance this popular was the 19th century. Then it was the can-can. Now it's tectonic. No more women in frilly petticoats. This is young people swinging and spinning their arms around their heads as fast as they can to a relentless beat.
It's very fast. It goes very fast. And you use more, I would say, your arms than your legs. The legs are just here, in fact, to stabilize, I would say. But everything is coming from the upper body.
Alexandre Barousdine is Tectonic's creator. The 32-year-old Parisian developed and honed his Tectonic dance style in nightclubs about 8 years ago. Today he runs a growing Tectonic franchise from his headquarters downtown. HQ is a barbershop, a Tectonic barbershop. A 19-year-old who gives his name only as Dadou is here getting his haircut, Tectonic style. When he leaves, he'll be sporting an Iroquois, a sort of gelled-up mohawk with the hair left long in the back.
En fait, c'est une danse, en fait. Donc après, il y a les styles de vestimentaire, il y a les coupes.
Dadou says tectonic is a dance, but you also have a certain style of dressing, a way of wearing your hair. It's a passion, he says. It helps me blow off a lot of steam. And all without drinking or drugs, he says, because tectonic parties are strictly drug-free. Barousdine says Tectonic's clean image was a struggle to establish, in part because Paris nightclubs were awash in illegal drugs.
Ecstasy was a major, you know, problem for us at the beginning, and that's why it's been very difficult, because when the owner of the club decided to clean the club completely from drugs, we had like a drop of turnover around 50 to 60%. But at the end, we were happy, in fact, to have a clean club where people were coming just to have fun, dancing, and meeting all each other.
To keep others from throwing tectonic parties, Barousdine actually copyrighted the name early on, and now he's turned Tectonic into a brand with its own line of merchandise. Across town at the offices of TF1, France's most popular private TV station, marketing director Guillaume Lascoux sifts through a pile of Tectonic products, Dayglo t-shirts, hats, sweatpants, an energy drink, even a Nintendo game.
If you are within the Tectonic movement, you won't be seen as a bad boy. You just like a hobby, you know, sort of, some people are doing some tennis or some football. You have some people about dancing Tectonic. It's quite the same. Could be seen as a sport.
Yet some in France have turned sour on Tectonic and Barousdine. They say copywriting and then commercializing a cultural trend is in bad taste.
C'est la Cosa Nostra de David Vendetta.
These dancers are dancing what they call Milky Way. To the untrained eye, their dance looks just like Tectonic, and that's their point. This video was filmed in a square right next to Tectonic headquarters. It's one of many online challenges to what some consider Tectonic's cultural hegemony. Barousdine just shrugs them off.
The critics from, you know, I would say most of them are coming from France. In the rest of the world, there is absolutely no critics, of course. But I guess it's part of the French culture, you know, always to critics. And I guess, you know, we're very famous for that.
Barousdine isn't overly worried about hometown criticism, in part because he's busy taking Tectonic abroad. It's already big in former French colonies in Africa and the Caribbean, and in Japan. His next conquest, the U.S. Barousdine says his website is getting thousands of hits from Americans each day, and he's in talks with Janet Jackson and Moby about working together on some projects. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Paris.
If you want to see what Tectonic looks like, there's a link at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Katie Clark. Thanks for tuning in.